Hello everyone, and welcome to this episode of Precious Moments. On this episode, I'm going to be talking about a book I read by Francine Rivers titled The At-Moment Child. It's about a college girl named Dinah who was raped, and as a result she got pregnant. So she was faced with different opinions if she should abort the child or not. But my focus won't be on the issue of rape or abortion. That would be a topic for another episode. My focus would be on something that struck me while reading the book, and I'll describe it in one word as legacy. Now, Dinah's grandmom had a medical condition where she had to abort a child she was carrying. And then Dinah's mom got pregnant out of wedlock, and she had to abort the child. Now Dinah, who was raped, faced with the same issue of abortion. So it's like the issue of abortion is now a legacy in Dinah's family. It then dawned on me that as individuals, we have generations coming after us, and it's mandatory we leave a legacy for them. But then it's left to us to decide kind of legacy we are living for those coming after us. We do certain things and we don't know that we are actually sowing a seed for those coming after us. That seed can be in the negative or in the positive. But then the thing about reaping a seed is that when you sow a seed, when you want to reap, you don't just reap that seed, you reap a whole tree. So as individuals, we should be cautious of what we do, so that after we've left this earth, after we've gone, our generation can have something good to say about us. Our generation can have something positive to point to that we left as a legacy. The Bible made us to know that whatsoever you sow, you shall reap. The funniest thing about reaping is that most times you are not the one to reap what you have sown. It's those coming after you that will reap the seed that you have sown. So learn to do things that would not affect your generation in a negative way. Think of the kind of legacy you want to leave for your generation. I would end this episode with a popular quote we do say, "The evil men do would live after them, and the good men do also would live after them." Thanks for listening to this episode. I hope you enjoyed it. Stay blessed.